Within minutes of the appearance of former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger on the balcony of St. Peter's as the newly elected Pope Benedict XVI, a commentator said one of the new pope's priorities would be the reconversion of Europe. If so, he will be laboring against centuries of decline in belief in church attendance among Europe's church-going community. He may get his chance if the expected outcome of next month's French referendum on the European Constitution goes the way polls show it will. You're listening to Longitude. It's Friday, April 22nd, 2005. I'm Darris McNeely. We talked yesterday about the coming vote in France on the European Constitution. Depending on how this vote goes, the impact could further divide the European community, providing an opportunity for the new pope in Rome to exercise leadership within a precarious vacuum. The new pontiff's chosen name, Benedict XVI, has caused many to speculate on the form and the shape his reign may take. Benedict XV was the pope during World War I who sought to prevent the great conflict that plunged the 20th century into decades of turmoil. He tried to heal the animosity between modernist and traditional forces in the church and dreamed of healing the breach with Orthodox churches. Will the new Benedict seek to use his office to reconcile the differing factions of our present age and prevent the emergence of another time of world conflict? Time will tell, but there is no doubt he will face a number of pressing issues immediately. Many articles have listed the challenges before the church and within the church. Among them are a declining number of ordained priests, especially in the developing regions of Asia, Africa, and Latin America, the regions where the greatest growth in the Roman Catholic Church is taking place. Another problem is a growing number of voices demanding change in many of the basic traditions of the church. Ending the requirement of priestly celibacy, many say, would open the doors for more men in the priesthood. Ordaining women priests is another change that many progressives would like to see as well. Pope John Paul II and most of the cardinals he appointed opposed any change in these teachings. Yet there are many voices in North America and Europe who feel the church must loosen its tight grip on these and other matters. Writing in the April 18, 2005 Wall Street Journal, John Peter Pham highlighted what might be the most significant challenge before the church in the coming decades. It is the fact of a shift in the center of power away from Europe toward what he calls the global south. Quote, Europeans and North Americans presently make up only a third of all Catholics. By the year 2025, that is, conceivably by the end of the next pontificate, that proportion will slip even further to barely one-fourth. As the historian Philip Jenkins has observed, the 20th century was clearly the last in which whites dominated the Catholic Church. Europe simply is not the church. End of quote. Of the 115 cardinals who voted this week, the breakdown is 58 European and 57 non-European. In the coming years, the numbers are likely to tilt toward the non-European. Now, Pham makes the observation, quote, that many have been slow to appreciate that these numbers represent not just a demographic shift, but also one that might have seismic repercussions for an array of ecclesiastical and theological issues. In fact, if John Paul's Vatican has appeared in recent years to be deaf to the demands of its stagnant and aging Western flocks, it was because the late pope was being attentive to dynamic younger flocks in the developing world. It might well be that this conclave is the last one where issues dear to the hearts of First World Catholics will figure prominently, and the first where a whole series of new concerns emanating from the global South will come to the fore. End of quote. Papal biographer George Weigel, commenting just minutes after the appearance of Benedict XVI, said he expected a new pope's first priority would be the reconversion of Europe. It is clear that the church's identity and the influence in Europe that it has is waning. Not only has a modern materialistic culture sapped the spiritual focus of the continent, but it also is under great pressure from a rising Muslim population. Pope John Paul II was distressed when the present European Constitution failed to reference Europe's historic Christian roots. The new pope is known not to favor the admission of Turkey into the European Union. Look for the church to focus on what it sees as threats to the heartland of Christian civilization and take steps to revitalize its presence and influence in Europe. The dynamic new growth may be coming from the developing world, but the Roman Catholic Church has not written off Europe as dead. Their identity and future are closely bound together. It is interesting to note this reference to the global south. Bible prophecy foretells a power from the south, a king of the south, from the book of Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. This king of the south, it says, shall attack a power called the king of the north, thus provoking a major incursion into the Middle East by a power coming out of Europe. The Catholic Church has been historically wedded to the powers of Europe through various alliances and compacts. Though this relationship has been weakened in modern times, the Bible shows a point in the future when this church-state relationship will come together. The result will be a world power system unlike any seen before. It will appear to be a force for good, likely bringing peace to various regions and preventing the competing civilizations of the world from complete destruction. With the power of miracles, a great religious leader will first bring attention to himself and then give credibility and influence to a powerful political leader presiding over a collection of nations. You can read about this in Revelation 13. Yet the Bible shows us this system of nations will be unstable, like iron mixed with potter's clay, and will endure only for a short time. But the global impact of this system of church and state will be significant. You can read more about this in our free booklet, The Book of Revelation Unveiled. Order your copy, or you can download it off the web at www.wnponline.org. We're watching historic events unfold before our eyes. The story of Europe and religion is yet to be understood in the light of biblical prophecy. Watch for further commentaries and articles on our WNP Online website, on the Longitude blog, and here on our Longitude podcast. We'll be covering that and many, many other stories as time goes along. That's all for Longitude today. I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.